Daniel Mortimer joins us on the Long Lunch. Daniel, thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, Nick. How are you?
I'm really good, mate. I'm really good. Before we get into 2009 and 2022 and all things Parramatta, what's happening out on the winery this weekend?
Yeah, well, we have a big grand final event, actually, a big sort of screen, a couple of big screens and, you know, sort of buffet and beers and wine flowing. So, yeah, it should be great. Couldn't think of a better way to watch it with about 100 sort of people from the region coming out to cheer home the Eels with us, hopefully.
Sounds like it's going to be a big day, especially if Parramatta can get that win. Let's talk about this game first. If you're in the halves for your side this week, I'm putting you in the shed. You're lacing up the boots. What are the first things? The first 10 minutes of this game, what are you looking to lay the platform for if you're a Parramatta Eels half this week?
Yeah, well, the first 10's, you know, really a battle of the forwards. You know, they just go out and bash each other. That adrenaline's still, you know, really high. So as a half, you got to make sure that you're ending the sets well. You know, completing high, going that first 10 minutes, you know, you don't want to be making early errors because, you know, teams can sort of camp up your end and make it really hard. So, yeah, look, the role of the half just to let those middles bash each other for the first 10. But, end the sets really well and then get ready for the rest of the game.
That's pretty much the plan, isn't it, early days? Just give it to the big boys, let them tire each other out. You don't want to be running too deep into the line early in the first 10 minutes.
No, that's right. No, you were with these HIAs as well. It's scary. You know, a little head knock can really change the course of a game. We've seen that. You know, it's a lot harder to sort of know who's going to win the game. You know, for instance, if either the halves got an early head knock, you know, it can change the whole course of the game. So I think the more the halves stay out early on, probably the better.
How have you seen this Parramatta side evolve through this year? I sort of feel like they've come together at the back end of the year and gone, this is a real opportunity. We don't want to let this slip before a few of us exit the club. How have you seen their form building and how have you seen them being able to handle this final series and the build-up to the grand final?
Yeah, well, I think it's been a couple of years building for the Eels, you know, not just sort of this year or the run home. It's, you know, they've been in the finals the last few years with the expectations and falling short. So this has been a couple of years in the making, and you know, I think a lot of them see that this is their opportunity now that they're finally here at the big game. You know, they will have to play, you know, the near perfect game to knock off the Penrith. They're just such a good, confident side, but they've done it twice this year, so there's a team to do it. It's the Eels.
What is the near perfect game, Daniel? It's interesting. Is it in yardage they need to be right? Is it more in the good ball when you get your opportunities in the grand final? You really got to know your good ball sets.
Yeah, you do. You know, I think, like I said, that first 10 minutes, you just have to, you know, complete really high and get into the game. But they still got to throw the ball around. You know, they're a very dangerous side throwing the ball around, and they've got to back themselves and do that. You know, they can't let the Panthers get an early lead because, you know, once Panthers in front, they tend to grow in confidence. So if the Eels can find themselves in front for long enough, you know, and force the Panthers to play a bit of catch-up footy, you know, I think, you know, their defence, like they showed last week in those final stages against Cowboys, they can defend the lead. But, you know, I think it'll be pretty important for the Eels to get that lead to start with.
In the forward pack for Parramatta, who are you looking for there? Sean Lane has been outstanding on an edge, but up front, the big boys have got to tuck it under the arm and get the work done.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, look, they've got a very strong pack. You know, obviously, big Paulo leads up there. And you know, but like I said, those back rowers have been great too. You know, Sean Lane's had an amazing season. And, you know, the good thing about I guess both packs is that they're both ball-playing packs. You know, they're big and brutal, but they've also got a lot of skill on both teams. So I think, you know, those forward packs, you know, will look to use the ball a bit and play their options, and that's what they're going to have to do to win. So, a really exciting matchup, actually, especially in the middle.
Defensively, Parramatta, what do they need to be wary of? Penrith, they've got strike all over the park. They've got probably the best half in the game. What do they need to be wary of? Where's their weakness? Where do you think that Penrith might attack them?
Yeah, look, I really don't know. You know, Penrith, they can attack anywhere on the field. Look, I think, yeah, just those edges, you know, the packs do a good job. You know, that sort of back row to half, you know, they need to make sure they're on song. But, you know, Isaiah Yeo through the middle, you know, he's such a ball-playing lock, and, you know, they'll have to put a lot of pressure on Cleary, you know, especially with his kicking. we saw, you know, how damaging he's been with his kicking. So they've got to pressure Cleary. And obviously, yeah, watch that ball playing through the middle with Isaiah. Yeah, they've got to get some pressure on him and then just sort of work inside out and you know, try to disrupt the Panthers' attack a bit by taking it to them.
Let's reminisce a little bit. That 2009, I think everyone remembers that 2009 Parramatta Real side and what a momentum great final series that it was. Jared Hayne just took the NRL by storm in the back half of the year. What are your memories of that side going through the finals? And then what are your memories of grand final day? How did you go through the week, more importantly? Because grand final day and the actual game is a small percentage of grand final week.
It is. It's such a different week. It's such a, you know, there's you know, media days, there's open training sessions, there's all these other things, and in the middle of that, somewhere you got to get prepared for the biggest game of your life. So it's a very mentally draining week, but at the same time, it's so enjoyable. You just got to embrace it. And but yeah, mate, that run, you know, I think I debuted in round 12 and we were 14th, and you know, I just had a front row seat to the Hayne play, and it was amazing to watch. But look at saying, you know, a lot of players like Fletty was playing out of his skin. Fui was the best forward that year in the comp, and you know, Kristen Inu, like Jeff Robson was playing out of his skin. We played a brand of style. It was just really, you know, brand of footy. The offloads, you know, just came. And, you know, the more they came, the more we were sort of the dangers we were. So, mate, it was a very enjoyable year. It's been nice to sort of see the Eels, you know, get the grand final this year and get to relive some of those moments, you know, in 2009, because it was just such an enjoyable time for us as a team and the fans. You know, I still have fans today that I bump into, and they always sort of talk about 2009. It was a special time for the club.
What was it like? Take us back to when an individual and a player is in the form that Jared Hayne was in that 2009 the season. What was it like just what being on the field with him, being that training with him, sitting around your teammates in the locker room going, can you believe what this guy is doing? This is just out of this world sort of stuff. He was just scoring tries for absolute fun.
He was playing under sevens footy, it looked like. It was, look, I'm, you know, there's been some great spouts of form since, but I might be biased, but I've never seen a run of form like Haynesy's that year. He was just had everything. He could do anything. And the more he grew in confidence, the more us around us grew. And, you know, all of a sudden we were all playing a very attractive style of footy. And, you know, we were 14th, I think, in round 18. And the run home, I think we won 8 or 9 games. But I look back at recently, we didn't just win 8 or 9 games. We were thrashing teams above us on the ladder just through this great style of footy. And obviously, yeah, getting a front row seat to Jared Hayne show was pretty amazing.
Talk to me about the Parramatta fans. They're a unique set of fans. They're hot and cold sometimes here on the text line, depending on how the game is going. What was it like running out in front of that blue and gold army as a Parramatta fan? And look, what's it going to be like for the fans out there on Sunday night?
Yeah, you know, it was great. I was cheering at the TV, you know, for the first time, not know how long, when the Eels were playing Cowboys. And I just had the biggest smile on my face because I knew what the players were in for this week, just with the fans, you know, having lived through 2009. And, you know, obviously there was that massive momentum in 2009. And I think all of Sydney sort of jumped on us because they loved the way we were playing and we're versing Melbourne. So I think we had a lot more supporters than just the Parra fans. But, look, these players have got a chance to etch themselves in history. You know, they've given them the chance to be in the grand final. And, you know, it's not... it's pretty common knowledge that Parramatta hasn't won for, 36 years or something. So it's these players have a golden opportunity to become, you know, forever remembered in Eels fans' eyes. And, you know, even our 2009, you know, run, you know, we're forever remembered with Eels fans. And I still talk weekly to Eels fans about that run. But yeah, these guys have an opportunity to do what we couldn't, which is win one. So they'll be the pride of Parramatta if they can bring it home. I hope they do.
Daniel Mornabo, before we let you go, we better get a tip for the game. Parramatta for you?
I'm going Parramatta 22, Panthers 12.
22-12, there it is, Daniel Mornabo. Clive Churchill medalist?
I'm going to go Sean Lane. He's been in great form.
He has been in great form on an edge there, Sean Lane. And we may as well throw in one more because it's just good fun. And everyone would obviously gamble responsibly, of course, but a first try scorer?
I can't go past Big Sevo.
Mike Acevo, I like that. Daniel Mortimer, thanks for joining us here on The Long Lunch. Good luck up at the winery with your big grand final event up there. Hopefully for you and all the Parramatta Reels fans, it can be a winning day for Parramatta on Sunday night. Daniel Mortimer, thanks for joining us, talking all things grand final and reminiscing about that 2009 Parramatta side.
Yeah, I'll be dusting off my 2009 grand final jersey for Sunday and, yeah, looking forward to it. It'll be a great afternoon.
Sounds good, mate. Enjoy.
If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to tune in from midday, Monday to Thursday, till 3 p.m. on 1170 SEN.